was born of heterosexual parents. I was taught by heterosexual teachers in a fiercely heterosexual society with television ads and newspaper ads, fiercely heterosexual, a society that puts down homosexuality. And why am I homosexual if I'm affected by role models? I should have been a heterosexual, and no offense meant. But if teachers are going to affect you as role models, there'd be a lot of them.
Welcome. This is Mark Steiner. Good to have you with us on this day in history. May the 21st, that was the voice of Harvey Milk, the San Francisco supervisor, gay rights activist. We're playing his voice today, remembering him, because on this day in 1979, Dan White, a former city councilman for supervisor, they call them in San Francisco, went to see then Mayor George Moscone and supervisor Harvey Milk to get his old job back. They wouldn't give it to him, and he killed them both. He was taken to court. He was convicted of voluntary manslaughter rather than first-degree murder, because his defense lawyers argued his mental state at the time was diminished due to depression because he consumed too much sugar food. And it was called the Twinkie defense, and he got off for killing one of the great civil rights leaders of our country, Harvey Milk, then supervisor, and the mayor of the city, George Moscone. So that happened this day in 1979. We thought we'd remember Harvey Milk with his voice. This is Afro-Columbia Day, because on this day in 1851, slavery was abolished in Colombia, the country of South America. And it's significant in that on that Afro-Colombians led the struggle against the Spanish in the liberation of South America. And on this day is celebrated Afro-Columbia Day. And this day in 1833, the first black students enrolled in Oberlin College in 1833 in Ohio, being the first college in America to do so. And in 1862, Mary Patterson became the first African-American woman to get a master's degree. And that came on this day in 1862 from Oberlin University. On this day, Blanche Kelso Bruce left the U.S. Senate. He's the first black man ever to serve a full term in the Senate, was born a slave, became one of the great civil rights leaders while serving in the Senate. He was president of the Senate for a while, the first time a African-American or a former slave was ever president, presided over the Senate. He fought for civil rights, Native Americans' rights, Chinese rights, even the rights of his former Confederate soldiers, and went on to a storied career after that, registered the Treasury and more. He remained, and on this day was his last day serving as U.S. Senator in the last throes of Reconstruction. On this day, Sacco and Vanzetti, Nicola Sacco and Bartolomeo Vanzetti in 1921, who went on trial for murder, and the bombing explosion took place in Boston. Many people thought they were framed. They were eventually executed for that act. On this day in 1947, 28 men were acquitted of lynching a black man after taking him from the county jail in South Carolina, allegedly for stabbing a white taxi driver. But the defense counsel criticized the Northern interference and demanded acquittal to show the North it had to stay out of South Carolina and let the counties run their own world, and also said he is dead and more like him should be dead. And they were set free. On this day in 1970, the National Guard came into Ohio State University. Black and white students were demanding the end of ROTC and the admission of more black students. And that happened on this day in 1970. And that's this day in history. There's so much more on this day in history, but you can go to steinershow.org and click on that day in history and find out all the interesting people who were born, who passed away on this day, and we'll give you a few more during the course of the day and hear the music that was made famous on this day. So stay with us. We'll be right back with our guest, Commissioner Batts, Baltimore City Police. Stay with us.
Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen.